How about, what do you call the stuff that comes out of them?
Pus.
Anything else? Corruption?
No, I've always called it pus. It would be I've heard it called corruption.
Mm-hmm. If a fighting man gets struck by something in the war, say he has a
close call.
I'm talking about particularly the whatever's happened to his arm or whatever.
If a man having
What do you call it? I mean, if somebody gets a slash across their arm, you say they have a.
Well, it would be, depending on what it was, a broken arm?
Well, it's what you get a Purple Heart for. You don't get a Purple Heart unless you have
it. I never got a Purple Heart. Stripe, would it be?
Well, what I was thinking of is, well, I'm going to let this go because the pronunciation of this is important. If I want to get your
citation?
No, I'm talking the wound. This is what I'm talking about. A wound. Is that how you would say it?
Be wounded.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't say wound, would you?
No, I would say wound.
Now, what do you call this when somebody has a bruise on their skin and it's kind of swollen up and very tender?
It's an inflammation.
What do you call that?
Swelling.
What do you call that kind of tissue? Do you have the term crowd flesh?
Well, that would be, I wouldn't call that on anybody unless it was some kind of a growth.
I see. Just how would you say that?
Just for instance, now there's certain type of a. I've never seen it on a human being, but I've seen it on a horse that it got hurt in a joint, say, or something.
Oh, I see.
And there was sort of a callus. It didn't heal right, and a callus formed on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we would call proud flesh. Now, it could happen on the human. But what actually happened on this horse was a case of infection.
I see.
And that's what caused your proud flesh, and that's possible to happen on a human too, I suppose. If I'd get something here and it would get infection in it and cause a lot of festering, then you'd get a excessive amount of scab on there that would, and that's all that is.
That's proud flesh.
You put on a horse, you put iodine on it, and you keep painting that with iodine, that would soften that and take that off.
Mm.
On an animal, we actually had it happen on a horse where one horse kicked another. The one horse had a shoe on, and it kicked the other horse and hit it. And of course, maybe it was a little while before we noticed it, and it got a little infection in it, and then we had to call a veterinarian to have it taken care of, and he said to keep painting it with iodine, that would keep the prod flesh from forming.
Yeah, well, you know, we don't have that word at home at all.
Yeah.
So
I've never heard it only from this veterinarian. That's where I picked it up.
Oh, I see.
I've never heard it by a doctor or anything like that.
You didn't hear it from your family or anything?
No. It's just a veterinarian term on... what I figured then, it was just I suppose it could happen to a person,
mm-hmm.
because I've seen people with deformities on their hands, it might have been a cause from something like that, a bruise that was
mm-hmm.
a growth on it, but not being properly cared for and causing a growth, but this is what the veterinarian said would happen there. He said that would
mm-hmm.
cause of what he said. That's just exactly what he said, prod flesh. But
yeah. Well.
Foreigner, see.
Yeah. If you don't know the cause of somebody's death, well, say somebody that died years back, and somebody just mentions this person, somebody, and they don't, they just wonder how he died, you might say, well, I don't know what he